but I can get into this, or if you want to go, it's only going to take maybe 3-ish minutes.
Yeah, you can get into it.
Okay. Let me get this down here. Yeah, I love this little light bar.
Yeah, I can see.
I love this little light bar.
I'm going to get optometry get a new glass because I basically can't see it.
Oh, yeah, you got rescheduled to Saturday.
Oh, what?
5 p.m.
So, yeah, that's basically super high-level design, but...
Oh, so beautiful.
Harder to implement, but you have your command of update, upload, delete, and this is basically this chunk of the upload, edit, and delete side of things. You'll have your application server here, like some EC2 or a wall of them on auto-scaling. Video MP4 file goes into an object store that contains the raw video format data, and it gets added to a messaging queue.
Mm-hmm.
That messaging queue then basically pulls all the video uploading processes together. Keep in mind that if you guys have any estimates about how many videos you will have in 1 second or any minute, that's going to help a ton in terms of how much compressors you need encoding processes. Because
yeah.
That's, you know, you can only encode one compressor can only take one video at a time.
The video appears pre-encoded from the device, so when at all possible, it would be good to keep the encoded block of video. I guess you need to decode it for analysis at least once.
I'd imagine y'all would have more clarity on that
here,
because this was supposed to be really
simple. I can fill stuff in.
Yeah, but in general, the process, you just put in message queue, let them spoil. This is basically all, you know, auto-scaling up and down. And then here, this is like managing capacity. Then you store, you know, the encoded object into the object store here. And both MongoDB being actually the best, nearly the best database option for storing all this stuff, it's extremely read heavy. Like, it's just constantly reading everything. That's where the watching and serve, MongoDB and Redis will come in. So anytime you're watching a video and stuff like that, you'll be storing. Well, if you guys want to go even more luxury, which typically you should be doing, is having a CDN,
uh-huh.
a network to deploy all this audio,
yeah,
video,
yeah.
metadata crap like that. And get into that later, but you know, watching the serving, you're definitely going to have a cache to make sure a lot of this, the popular videos that people have on their profiles, they get loaded extremely fast. And of course, you know, the encoded videos stay here, and Mongo just points exactly to which one is needed. We send those chunks. And these basically are at a, they're not a, it's not going to be using like JRPC, like what basically OpenAI's real-time chat uses.
Mm-hmm.
It's really just standard API call chunks. And we just send chunks directly where the pointer is. And that's it. We just send those chunks. We don't do anything else. We're not actually streaming anything. So those chunks are like maybe, say, 10-second chunks. We send them 5 10-second chunks over an API call. And the front-end guy will basically say, hey, start here, and then start sending me chunks to get to this buffer. And then as the video goes on, the front-end gives us more chunks. That's exactly how actual YouTube works. They do their stuff over QUIC, HTTP3 QUIC protocol, but HTTP2 is still just fine. And we're not. I mean, you could do this other ways where you have a constant WebSocket stream and management. That's going to be a lot more stress on other designs that I've seen. So generally speaking, this is kind of a clone of what YouTube is.
Great. If it works for YouTube, it works for us.
Very simple. I'd imagine very simple understanding of serving and then upload, edit, and delete. Like, I just want it and storing it. It's a super fast. I can code this up in not too much time.
Mm-hmm.
And then generally, you know, we can fill in what y'all have for your specific devices and all the weird nuances that come around it, because this is still just extremely high level.
Yeah. One good thing to have would be the ability to watch a streaming preview of the feed from the device from the back end, just to like be able to like set the device in the right spot and position it.
Because I know you're gonna have I don't know how the encoding, the metadata behind the video. I mean, that's all stored here.
Yeah.
All the metadata you can ever imagine gets stored in the DocumentDB, but like the geolocation, perhaps, I know you guys have that stuff. I'm unsure whether or not geolocation data gets stored in the video into here, or that gets geolocation gets stored somewhere else. It's not a part of the video processing, you know, back end. Because I kind of want to have our separation of concerns of every single, you know, main item, like audio, video, image, and geolocation.